Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with the Wall Street Reporter. And joining us today is Tom Hebel, the president for Bunnell International. The company trades over the counter, and ticker symbol is BONL. Thanks for joining us today there, Tom.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Great. Now, starting off, give us a brief history and overview of Bunnell for some of our listeners who are new to your story.
Bunnell International is the public company, whereas Bunnell Technologies is the wholly owned subsidiary, and Bunnell Technologies is the company that developed and patented a new metal stress relief process. And Bunnell now has three product lines implementing this stress relief technology, this new stress relief technology. And it is for the purpose, for those that stress relief, metal stress relief is fairly new to them. It is a treatment given to metal to prevent distortion from machining and to prevent premature cracking while that component is out in service. So as you can imagine, there's a substantial need there. The stress relief is already being accomplished and has been accomplished 100 years by heat treat stress relieving method. But heat treat, although it's effective, it is very time consuming, very costly, and very energy consuming. So the process that we have employs subharmonic vibrations to the metal, and by monitoring the parts, we can stress relieve every bit as good as the heat treat method. What makes the Metal-X process and equipment unique, you know, to the industry is that, because there's actually other vibration stress relief processes out there, but Metal-X is unique. Metal-X is the name of the process, this new process, by the way. Bunnell is the company. What makes this technology, this Metal-X technology, unique is that it is consistent as the heat treat stress relief. Our method has a method of certifying that the part is, in fact, stress relief, so you're not guessing. Not even the heat treat can say that. And those two naturally lead into the confidence from the company that's using our processing equipment that the part is done. It's done right. It's done right the first time. So they're not guessing, and they have confidence in successful results. And the last unique thing is that it has tremendous capacity in dealing with small parts as well up to a million-pound parts, and also it can be used in advance of the machining or being put into service, as well as right during actual welding to prevent weld distortion and weld cracking. So we've got three different product lines that accomplish these goals for our metal working customers. On that, one of the products, our main product, is called the Metal-X product line, taking after the technology. It can accomplish both the stress relief as well as being used during welding for preventing weld distortion and weld crack. The second product line is pulse puddle arc welding equipment, and that uses the Metal-X technology during welding all the time. It's not used as a post-weld stress. It's just used during welding. And then the third product line is called Black Magic, the ultimate distortion controller. And that equipment has been designed for the smaller parts, the parts that are 300 pounds and less. And for industry, 300 pounds and less, those are small parts. So the Black Magic, the ultimate distortion controller, that system is designed for the machine shops that work on these kinds of small parts. So there's a nutshell overview of the Bunnell development and processing of the Metalax, as well as our three product lines.
Well, great. And what were some of the drivers behind the company's Q3 and full and 9 month results, which saw a 29% revenue increase for Q3?
Well, what we're seeing is that because the economy is in rough shape, it's coming back. There's no doubt it's coming back. People that are still standing are getting more positive and all, but still, it is very competitive. No doubt the customers out there now are bidding on less work, for less work that's out there, and there's more competitors. So what's driving our business is that these people are realizing that this Metalax technology and our equipment lineup, it's giving them the opportunity to be more competitive and to make money at it. We're showing them how to use new technology. So actually, the companies that are coming our way are those companies that are thinking outside the box. They are companies that want to implement and look for new high-tech alternatives to what they're already doing. They need to stress relieve metal during their processing, during their machining sequences. But they're now looking for ways that they can do it better, cheaper, faster. And they're finding that Metalax technology from Bonnell, that's giving them an edge. So they are getting this equipment despite the rough economy out there, and they are then finding themselves much more competitive, and they're even making money doing so. So that's what's driving us. We see the defense suppliers and our current customers are coming back for more and more equipment. So those two, I think, are the driving forces more than other industries. I mean, the other industries are good. They're coming along, but those two are setting the pace.
Well, great. And talk a little bit more about some of the trends right now in your sector and how well-positioned you believe the company is to capitalize on them.
Well, the companies now are very, very concerned about spending any money because they're uncertain about the future. They're uncertain because of the new healthcare bill that is coming close to being implemented. That is not exactly that it's being implemented as far as the health care, but as far as the expense to pay for it. Businesses don't really know how much it's going to cost them right now. Also, there's another proposal on the table that's a cap and trade. That involves a concern about energy usage. So now, that means that most companies that we deal with nowadays, that we talk to and all, they're concerned with how much money they actually have to spend. They're concerned about investing in new equipment when they might need that money for other higher priority things, like keep the business going, keep the employees with the benefits that they need and so forth. Okay, but right. Be that as it may, what it also means is it does set us up, Bonnell in particular, as a product that is a huge benefit to them, at least right now. I mean, I should say particularly right now because of the tremendous, tremendous advantages it brings to the table. And the advantages in comparison to what they already have to use. They already have, assuming that a company uses stress relief right now, the overwhelming majority is that they use a heat treat stress relief process, or it's also termed thermal stress relief. Okay, the thermal stress relief, by comparison, is about 10 to 20 times the cost of Metalax stress relief. Secondly, the thermal stress relief cost It's about it takes eight times longer, and it consumes about 50 times more energy than does Metalax. So when a company is concerned about reducing costs, hey, with Metalax, if you work at the numbers the other way around, with Metalax, it's 5 to 10% the cost of what they're normally used to. It's about 5 to 35% the time that what they were normally used to. And the energy costs, my goodness, according to the U.S. Department of Energy, they put on a number that the Metalax process takes about 2% of the energy that a comparable heat treat stress relief would take in the energy usage in accomplishing the same end result. So you add those numbers together, and it makes it pretty attractive for a number of companies that, again, are thinking outside the box. There are still a number of companies, probably the majority of the companies, that are still saying, hey, I don't want to do anything different, and they're in the survival mode, I would say. But the ones that are aggressive in thinking long-term, thinking, hey, not only are we going to survive in this economic condition, but we're going to thrive, those are the ones that are coming to Bonnell and say, hey, we need to do things differently. Can you show us what we can do? That's the driving force that's causing our third quarter results to be pretty nice.
Well, good answer. And perhaps you could walk us through your background and experience, Tom, and talk a little bit about the strength of the management team there.
Okay. My background, Juan, has been in a machine shop environment. And Bonnell's, in general, our background has been firsthand machine shop environment. Bonnell started out as a machine shop where we specialized in what they call planer mills. Planer mill is where you have a very long table. The table itself moves back and forth under the cutters, and the cutters spin horizontally, and it tears metal off at a tremendous rate, and it gives a fairly smooth cut and so forth. Okay, our longest planer mill is 36-foot long surface. So in other words, it's 36 foot long. We can do parts that are that length. Okay, but in that business, the machining business, particularly the planer mill, we experienced firsthand the distortion effects that stress would have on metal. Now, by the way, I've mentioned stress a couple of times in stress relief. Stress gets into the metal when the metal is subjected to a sharp temperature drop. For example, your hot rolling, your casting, forging, things like that, your welding, hardening, there would be a residual pressure inside the metal even after the part has been manufactured and the heat is taken away. So when that part that is stressed is subsequently machined, because of that pressure, the part starts to distort. Okay, if the part were relieved of that pressure, which they call stress relief, then the distortion that would have occurred after machining, it just doesn't occur, or it doesn't occur as much. So in our firsthand experience running these planer mills, we experienced the distortion. And from that, we started to get into vibration stress relief. The vibration stress relief equipment that we got involved with years ago did not produce consistent results. Therein was the problem. We would have great results half the time, and results that varied all over the place the other half of the time, you know, from as if the part was never treated at all. So what actually my father, who was the owner of the machine shop, he went on a year-and-a-half trial-and-error program, and he developed this Metal-X stress relief process, what turns out to be the Metal-X stress relief process. So our background has been in the machining environment, and we know firsthand the effects of thermal stress on material, as well as how to neutralize that pressure so the thermal stress is then eliminated as a problem. When it's eliminated as a problem, the machinist can machine parts. They remain flat. They remain flat for a long period of time, like indefinitely, as well as those same parts last longer in service before cracks eventually start to show up. So, again, there's many, many benefits to this. And our background here as a management has been in the machine shop, from the machine shop perspective. We have, of course, we've gone, I've gone to school and been in marketing and taken a number of marketing, sales, and so forth courses, but my background is also a degree in mechanical engineering, as well as the chairman of the board has, he's got 2 degrees, one in electrical and one in mechanical. That would be George Hebel, the third.
And so what are some of the goals and milestones that the team is hoping to accomplish here over the course of the next year?
Well, certainly we're hoping to have a continue with a strong year. We are very encouraged. And we actually, for our purposes, we don't see, you know, we don't see a let-up right now. We see it remaining strong. And I know that there's a cap-and-trade proposal that's floating around. Sometimes it's more likely to pass than others. But, my goodness, that would really fall in our lap as far as a boon, but because of the tremendous energy savings that this process has in comparison to what is commonly used, so we without getting actual numbers, we're thinking this is strong. In the future, what we plan to do, and what we've already started to implement is the tremendous energy saving. The companies that are interested in going green, getting green, saving energy, so forth, this is just an absolute natural for them. But then you've got still a number of companies that are very concerned with being as competitive as they can in this economic environment. And of those companies, if they're forward thinking, where they are open to new alternative high-tech solutions, those companies would be contacting us. Of course, we try with advertising and so forth to reach out and contact them. But once we meet, it's a good match there. So we look for very strong presence to continue like we have this year.
Great. And when it comes to investors and the financial community, Tom, do you believe that the Bunnell story, your message, and ultimately the company's full upside potential are completely understood and appreciated by investors and the financial community?
Actually, no, I don't think that they're fully understood. When an investor realizes what we have here, we actually have three very, well, noble and profitable things that they could be interested in as a partner, per se, with Bunnell. And the three that I see it is that the Bunnell's patented Metal-X technology, it really does help the whole entire metalworking industry advance to a higher plane, the higher plane of business, simply because they're more efficient, they're more profitable, they're more competitive. Okay, so when an investor gets in this, you know, they're helping a company help other companies to do their job even better. to be operated at a higher plane of operations and business. Secondly, there is plenty of room for growth for Bonnell products, and that's because the size of the market is estimated at $2 billion, and this market is still considered as nearly untapped. So we pretty much have a $2 billion market to address and operate and sell to. So there's tremendous potential there. And the third reason why an investor, if they understood, would really want to partner with Bonnell, and that is because that this patented process, as I mentioned just a couple of minutes ago, the patented process, this Metalax, is a tremendous energy saver, energy conservation. So those companies that are concerned with saving energy, this is a process that's going to help them out. It was reported a couple of years ago that our customers, and I'll just give you an analogy, our customers collectively are saving what would be equivalent to taking 6.1 million cars, the pollution that's produced from 6.1 million cars off the road. Okay, that's the kind of oil and pollutants that this process is saving because our customers are using Metalax as opposed to what they used to use being the heat treat stress relief method. So when you've got more and more customers coming this way, that means overall we're saving more and more energy as well as polluting the air less and so forth. So investors are partnering with a company that is producing that kind of benefit for industry and society. So over the long haul, in 25 years or so, that could be important for all of us, or at least our families and grandkids and so forth.
Well, great. And so once again, joining us today is Tom Hebel, the president for Bonnell International. The company trades over-the-counter. Ticker symbol is BONL. And we were just discussing the company's positive Q3 results and also the results for the full 9 months. And before we conclude, Tom, to recap some of your key points here, why do you believe that investors should consider BONL as a good long-term investment opportunity?
Well, first of all, people are interested, investors are interested in growth potential, return on investment, and so forth. Okay, the market that we are addressing is over a $2 billion market, of which it's still considered as nearly untapped. Okay, so there's plenty of growth potential for Bonnell, and we intend to grow and to address that market. And there's two other reasons, and one is that, and basically these other reasons simply are that our product makes companies do their job even better. So we would be helping our customers be more efficient, more competitive, more profitable. And thirdly is that the partnering with Bonnell would be partnering with a company that ultimately saves a lot of energy for our country and would produce a lot less pollutants than the former technology, which our Metalax process replaces. So there's plenty of growth potential, as well as it helps companies and it helps society. That's what investing in Bonnell would do.
Well, we certainly look forward to continuing to track the company's growth as well as report on your upcoming progress. And I'd like to thank you for taking the time to join us today, Tom, and update our investors on Bonnell.
I appreciate the time. Thank you very much.